Recurring symbols often appear in dreams, water flying, falling, or faces. We can quite place, psychologists say these are archetypes shared by all humans tapping into the collective unconsciousness. In dreams, symbols carry personal meaning too. A river might represent change, a key opportunity. As Carolee Coverdale's ambient flickers in the air of night fills the space, let your mind wander through the delicate imaginary your dream present. And just for in case needed, the next song have some sharp sounds sometimes, not the whole time, but it's a bit sharper than others. So let's begin.
Thank you.
dreams often resemble motion without clear direction, much like riding a scooter with no set destination. The song Bleed It on the Moon carries a sense of rebellion and confusion which parallels the nature of many dreams vivid no-liner, and often looping back to unresolved places or memories, while the title suggests the moon as the cause, it could also point to how the subconscious mind uses dreams to process unspoken thoughts or unfinished emotions, often beyond our consciousness control.
Thank you. the art of the mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
Welcome back to the last section of this Open Mic Echoes of the Dream World. As our journey winds down, consider how your dreams might be trying to tell you something. Maybe they are messages from your deeper self, or simply the brand's nightly rehearsal. I can give an example that my dream usually connect with my recent memories. Like one week ago, I have a performance in downtown, and before the performance week, I always dream that I be late for my performance, or like I do something wrong and made it not perfect kind of thing. And I think that's kind of like what the dream telling you. But like recently, I finished my performance, so I have more time to research about a dream. And then I research about why people close to me usually become my nightmare, and why people not close to me won't be as a bad guy kind of thing. Because usually people close to me, either best friend or like partner or family or parents, they usually as a bad character in my dream, as a nightmare. But like those people I'm not really close to, usually just a normal people or even a great person in my dream, which is kind of weird. And I haven't really find the answer, but this is something I'm wondering why. And the next song is Drive My Car by Bill Wilman. Reminds us that sometimes we are driving the dream or being driven by it. Either way, it's a ride worth savoring.
Face in the mirror, looking like a fool. The power of the shower make me feel real cool. You're putting on a red dress, looking real cute. If we ever get together, gotta buy a new suit. You can try my car, but don't drive fast. Sitting in a diner, coffee and toast, finger licking chicken and down to the coast. I love the ocean, I love the sea.
Dreaming With You by The Chairs, which is the next song, blends gentle melody with a sense of stillness that mirrors the atmosphere of shared dreams. The song captures the quiet intimacy of dreaming beside someone, not just being in the same dream, but existing in a parallel softness. It reflects how dreams can suspend time, allowing two people to linger in the moment that may never occur in waking life. And in this context, dreams aren't escapes, but extensions of memory, of longing, of a version of connecting, the connection that's untouched by distance or language. The song doesn't explain the dream, but it simply stays inside it, the way dreams often do. Okay, before we go to next song, I just have a random thought or like a theme that I think kind of connected to. I think previous weekend I went to a show. It haven't really officially started. I'm as a test audience because my friend's, it's the director. So we go there to be test audience, and the show is so cool that it's called Dream Machine. That I'm not gonna spoil too much, but like you write your dream on the paper before you come in, but it's kind of different with the dream we say right now. It's kind of like a goal that you try to pursuing instead of the dream you dream every day night. But like I think it's kind of a bit similar because like you haven't reached out to, so it's kind of as a dream as well. But like in that performance, it's really cool that you try to kind of achieve this dream first, and then after you can achieve your dream. And at the end, I mean, like in the beginning, only like the actor speaking, but like after that, in the middle of the process, audience participate a lot, which is what I'm really into it in the performance. That I really like those performances with audience participation, and you participate that with a lot of traditional like Asia game kind of thing. So like in there, the basic is lottery, and then the director used a lot of resources based on Taiwanese style and a bit Hong Kong style. The director that I heard from my friend, that director is Taiwanese. And then, so at the end, he talked about his dream, about the way what he's pursuing. And that remind me that how dream kind of connect to our personal experience, even like just a dream that we dream at night, because that reflect our memories or something in our deep side. Because compared to my closest friend or partner, they don't really dream about like on stage or actor kind of thing, but like in a lot of my dream, it's based on stage performance or acting, or like I've been intrigued by actor, like director, whatever. It's more like about, so I kind of believe that this is connect to your personal experience. Anyway, the next song called Candlelight by Sunset Roller Coaster. Feels like the sound of memory dissolving into dream. Its mellow rhythm and soulful blur the lines between presence and distance. Like the glow of candle that flickers but never quite fades. In dreams, light often behave strangely. And in this song, candlelight becomes a metaphor for intimacy, quiet, temporary, and hard to hold. The track doesn't rush, it lingers, much like the people or moments that return to us in dreams. Not to say, but just long enough to be felt again. It's not about clarity, but about mood, how some emotions speak louder when everything else goes quiet.
There came a
Thank you for joining me tonight, today on Echoes of the Dream World. And may your dreams tonight be vivid and meaningful. And may music guide you gently through the twilight between sleep and waking. Until next time, sweet dreams.